Hi, everybody. I'm Julie Skolnick, founder of With Understanding Comes Calm. So there's such a diversity amongst gifted and TUI adults, but a common thread that often runs through TUI adults' lives is anxiety. In this session, P. Susan Jackson is talking to us about the role of anxiety in the lives of gifted adults, origins, manifestations, and amelioration.
So let's look at anxiety. It's a normal reaction to stress, and there are inevitable life situations that involve pressured responses that cause feelings of anxiety. It occurs in response to a threat, but it may not be an obvious threat, and it may not be an immediate threat. It can be kind of protracted over time with an individual that is gifted. And we will feel, when we're anxious, uneasy, or we'll feel a tension that helps us prepare for change, danger, conflicts, or sort of fight, flight, freeze kind of response. Causes of anxiety, immediate stressors. Anticipatory stress is really, really big for, gifted people anywhere, but also gifted TUI adults in particular, because if you are anticipating doing something or contributing, we take someone with a cognitive anomaly and they're not able to produce at their level of thinking because of dysgraphia, dyscalculia, something like that. They constantly are under anticipatory stress. And when I'm consulting with gifted adults and I speak with them, they'll reveal that from the time they were tiny, they didn't know that they could count on their complex high ability. Like sometimes it would be there and sometimes it wasn't. And that's more often than not because there's been anticipatory stress threaded throughout their psyche, sort of robbing them of the prefrontal cortex functionality. And suddenly their executive function, their ability to critically think, has been greatly, greatly diminished. And then that just contributes to the anxiety. Environmental factors that cause anxiety, the undifferentiated learning environment, family system challenges. Often if we're a TUI adult, there's going to be other people in the family with those challenges. So there's sort of this generational sort of spillage. Some people refer to it as intergenerational trauma, but it could be just intergenerational patterns of communication and anxiety. Poor fit in all areas of your life, not just cognitive and work, but communicative, interpersonal, all of those. Noxious responses. I think one of the finest pieces I've seen on the gifted was written about envy and how insidious that can be. And for a human being who's very loving and very caring and very contributory, as I had said in the earlier slides, if you're constantly experiencing kind of envy responses for who you are, that can cause you to feel very, very anxious. Cultural differences, we could go on forever and ever and ever on the cultural differences. And I feel very blessed to work all over the world across various cultures, language, race, social experiences. But when those don't fit, I'm working with a beautiful woman in Slovenia right now, and her capacity to think and produce and be a critical contributor is not necessarily reflected in her society, where there's very, very little recognition for giftedness and even more so for twice exceptional. So we develop suppressive or repressive action within ourselves to combat those environmental factors. Actually, I just had my eyes checked last week, and I'll be getting these very funky new Europe-inspired glasses. The woman went to look at the ophthalmologist, went to look at my right eye, and I flinched because I have very poor vision in my left eye. So I went to school as a child with a patch on my right eye. They don't do that now, but for 2 years, I went to school with a patch on my right eye. And in those 2 years, I would accelerate one grade and then moved up another grade. But I could not see. I was actually legally blind. It was just an absolute mess. And I developed an extreme shyness, an extreme fear of kind of meeting new people and connecting, because I've been accelerated. I was at more advanced than the other kids and I could not see. So in my psyche was all of this sort of low grade anxiety that was the result of me not being able to respond in an instinctive and full way. Existential concerns, we know our good friend Jim Webb wrote a beautiful book on that. I deal with that probably every day as young as four, and certainly gifted adults are going to hit various stages, especially 2E. Gifted adults are going to hit various stages where they're going to be looking at the whys and the whats and the meanings and it, in their own pathway and in human experience altogether. And certainly right now, it's like we're that frog in that pot, and if the heat is going and we're all starting to bubble. Of course, acute trauma could be another whole talk, but if there has been acute trauma in your life, like that young man in his 20s I was talking about, who was horribly abused by his grade two teacher who just couldn't understand. He's got a whole bunch of sort of twice, thrice exceptionalities going on with his ability to produce work. And so now he struggles with that.
This material in an excerpt from a longer podcast or video. Follow link in description to learn more.